Good afternoon. Welcome to CSU Digital's conference call regarding the results for Q1 of 2026. This conference call is being recorded and the replay will be available on the company ircsu.com.br. The presentation will be conducted in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. Please click the interpretation button in the bottom right corner. Please choose English. Before proceeding, we would like to emphasize that forward-looking statements are based on the belief and assumptions of CSU Digital's management and on the information currently available. Such statements may involve risks and uncertainties as they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Today with us are Mr. André Lapola, CFO and IRO, Ms. Alziane Moura, Productive Director, and IR Superintendent Bruna Gamboa. I would like to hand it over to Ms. Bruna Gamboa that will begin the presentation. Bruna, you have the floor. Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for participating in our earnings call for Q1 of 2026. Today we have news. We start this cycle with a new team and a new format renovated for this event, always maintaining the essence and the dynamic of the past calls. Today with us we have André Lapola, CFO and DRI, Alziane Moraes, Product Director, that will contribute more actively throughout the presentation and throughout the next quarters. Well, after this brief introduction, let's go to slide number three. For those that follow CSU, this is an introduction, but strengthens clearly who we are, what we do, and how we position ourselves in the market. Today, CSU is an independent InfraTech with a full-service model, and here we offer levels. We solutions complete, scalable, and modular for the financial service. We operate technology for financial services, and we support the client in all the journey. We work with a B2B to C model. We service companies that relate themselves to the client, and as these customer bases grow, this is scalable and recurrent. We work through proprietary platforms that are robust, modular, with a white label model. This means that we are present in the experience, in the final experience of the client, although invisible, and our role is this. In addition to technical support, we are also a regulatory partner for the client, supporting throughout the infrastructure, legal with LGPD, central bank requirements. In the last years, we've made progress consistently in the corporation in AI-enabled solutions. These initiatives present in both business unit that Alziane will give you details, they contribute not only for revenue growth, but also for relevant gains of operational efficiency and profit expansion. And a very important differential, that is our ability to retain clients. We are very good not only in originating new contracts, but mainly in the construction of long-term relationships. CSU is 34 years old, and we have an average of contracts for 13 years. We have clients since the foundation and other clients that are with us for over 25 years, and this strengthens the excellence of our business model. Now to slide four. I will present very quickly the main figures of the quarter in a very summarized way, and Lapola will give you more details about these indicators. We had a very positive period. The net revenue was 167 million. This accounted for a new record, a growth of 11% year-on-year, and driven mainly by the growth of CSU DX revenue that grew 21% vis-à-vis last year. Gross profit 70 million, a growth of 11% vis-a-vis 2025, and our margin, our gross margin, about 42%, the same level of last year. The EBITDA was around 43 million, and the net revenue was 20 million with a margin of 12%. Now, within the slide, we also have to highlight operational cash generation that was around 50 million in macroeconomic challenging scenario, this shows the soundness of our business model. Now we end the period with a cash position of 95 million and ROIC above 95%. Now we distributed over 7 million of IOE. Now, talking about the business unit, CSU Pay accounted for 58% of the net revenue of the company and 78% of the gross revenue, with a strong operational growth and the increase of the number of transactions. Now, CSU DX accounted for 42% of the net revenue and 22% of the gross revenue. It is a unit that is gaining momentum and is differentiating itself in the market because of technology, hyper automation. And in this quarter, we signed three new contracts, something that we are always asked. And it's interesting to mention today the contracts with the HaaS solution account around 15% of the unit's revenue. And very important, here we end the quarter with 4.4 million of interactions in the unit, and 76% of them realized through digital channels. Now, going to slide five, I would like to highlight the main investment in strategic fronts throughout Q1. Here it is important to mention that these investments have one-off impacts in short-term revenue, but they're aligned with our sustainable growth and focusing on the long term. The first project that the company is strongly focusing on is AI and technology. Auziani will give us more details, but more and more, we're broadening our investments in these areas, focused on the development of new products in addition to strengthening the strategic partnerships that we have. The idea is to always maintain a competitive and updating offering regarding the market. We've made progress strengthening our team. We hired important people since the second semester of last year, especially in the commercial product technology areas, with experienced professionals that are aligned with our future vision. Now, from the point of view of marketing, we have strengthened our relationship actions and the brand positioning in Brazil and the US market. We're a B2B2C market, and the proximity to clients and to the decision makers is a very important point for this market and relevant. Now, in terms of the international presence, as we announced during the last quarter in December, we carried out the first transaction in production environment, and today we have the infrastructure to start operating. Our focus is in the commercial acceleration, both in Brazil with farmer and hunter team and the structured market in the US. And going to slide six, I would like to highlight a bit of the evolution of our customer base. Today, we have over 40 customers in our base, and in this quarter, we signed three new contracts, including Madeira, Dotsticks, all in CSU DX, contemplating the HaaS solution to monitor the quality of these operations. As I had mentioned, we have an average contract time of 13 years with long-term prospects. Throughout 2025, we renewed most, if not all, of the contracts that were very significant for the company. We will only worry at this at the end of 2028, beginning of 2029, which strengthens the predictability of our revenue, resilience of our business model. With this, I end this presentation, and Auziani will give you details on products and technology. Thank you, Bruna. Before I give you details on the product front, I want to show you the market context that strengthens our growth. Well, this is number one, the decree that transformed the market dynamic of Pet Beneficia. Now, there were cards that were in close words. We also had the resolution of the Central Bank, Resolution 522, that was made into effect. from the issuers and the creditors within the credit card, which gives more soundness and regulatory clarity. Now, not necessarily there was a change, but there were movements in the payroll deductible cards that offer new opportunities for those that weren't part of this and strengthen the model for those that operate in technology. The accelerated advance of AI and new technologies create a new moment for the company with gain of efficiency and operational scale. For CSU, March 11 was important when we received a license to work as an institution that can work in the regulated market. This achievement strengthened the soundness of what we have built until today, and this shows how the regulator trusts CSU for this market. We also see a significant movement of Brazilian institutions that are opening operation in the U.S. market, and this dialogues directly with our strategy, and this shaped the opportunities that we see in our products and new businesses. Here we have three pillars of growth that strengthen everything that I just mentioned. Starting by PACE, this is a very strong moment of market consolidation. We have the launching of new products with the existing capacity, a commercial approach that is totally new, and DX. We invest in HaaS capacities with new products and proprietary technology, linking product with this offer in the US. We can take technology to new entrants, and we will broaden our presence in the US market. In PACE, as I mentioned, the strengthening of portfolio comes with the existing capacities of the company together with new opportunities that were recently opened. With this, we can deliver more value to the client with a connected offer and agile to launch new products. Regarding HaaS, throughout the years, we build hyper automation solutions that show with sound indicators the ability of improving the operation with our client. With new AI technologies, we have new portfolio product HaaS with embedded AI. This is the new portfolio of HaaS. We strengthen even more the DX offering with the development of proprietary technologies that can service, resolve, and deal with this solution end to end. Everything that the client was doing can automate. Well, here we also will extend this product to the PACE unit with the same target to strengthen the indicators and to deliver ever-growing performance. And an example for you today would be the launching during the last quarter, what we call AI activation. Now, it works in the base of dormant clients that 90, 60 days with no transactions in their cards and using a test period with two clients, we obtained a result of 5% of the space reactivation, and this is 40% that was dormant. And we still strengthen the platform in the United States, and some recent highlights deserve attention. We carried out the sperm first transaction in a control environment. Here we can initiate a new client. We have advanced negotiations with new clients. We also count with a dedicated team and based in the United States to open this new market, and very briefly, we will have the first client in production. These are the main product highlights, and that now La Paula will present the result. Thank you, Alziane. It is a pleasure to be here with you. This is my first earnings result call. I am satisfied to start when the company posted records in revenues, margin expansion, and doubles the operational cash generation in a year-to-year comparison. We will talk about CSU PACE, the credit card operation, 97.5 net revenue, a growth of 3% vis-a-vis the Q1 of 2025. Since 2022, the average growth has been 7% a year with a predictable base of clients that are protected by contract. We would like to remind you that in 2025, the company renewed the contract, assuring an extension up to 5 years, and this negotiation engaged commercial adjustments that created a one-off pressure. Now the unit continues growing. The gross revenue total 54.4 million with a margin of 55.8%, the best historic level in the series. Now, the units ended in 22.5 million. The drop regarding first quarter is a one-off because we had to eliminate inactivated clients. Now, 63% activation rate. Now, the transactions were 377 million, a high of 23% a year, and TPV was 121 billion. This means that 121 billion transactions through our platform during Q1 of 2026. Now, the unit always presented sound and consistent results. We will talk now about DX. Now, DX had a record quarter, and there's a structural explanation. The HaaS platform has 13 signed contracts during this quarter. These were three new contracts. As these contracts mature, the incremental cost per interaction drops and the margin increases. And this is what we see here, the revenue of 69.8 million. This is a growth of 24% vis-a-vis Q1 of 2025. It's a historic record. Now, the gross profit of 15.7 million, a high of 36%, a margin of 22.5%, an expansion of 2 percentage points. Now, operationally speaking, we're talking about 4.4 million of managed interaction, a significant growth of 18% vis-a-vis Q1 of 2025. Now, we highlight for a digitalization index, 76% of the digital operations. This shows the investments in technology is embedded in our solutions. Now we will go to the consolidated result. Here, the net revenue of 167 million, a historic record, a growth of 11% vis-a-vis Q1 of 2025, and profit 70 million, maintaining a margin of approximately 42%. EBITDA and net profit. We have recurrent, and the recurrent EBITDA excludes one-off expenses, especially the ones in pre-operational project, strategic investments in marketing and sales. These expenses pressure in the short term, but this is part of our growth strategy. The recurrent EBITDA, 55.5 million with a margin of 33.2%, the accounting EBITDA, 42.7 and a margin of 25.5%. Now, the recurrent net profit, 33.1 million, a margin of 19.8, and the accounting, 20 million with a 12% margin. Now, capital structure, the operational cash generation was 50 million during the quarter. This is a growth of 126% vis-a-vis Q1 of 2025, a direct result of the operational improvement and working capital management. CapEx of 23 million, a high of 15%, concentrated in platforms, AI, and new technology projects. Now, the net cash remains robust, 95 million. This is a growth of 22%. And the net debt remains minimum, a level that provides us flexibility to continue investing. I would like to strengthen, Bruna mentioned in April, we distributed 71 million in JCP. And the result of the first quarter of 2026 delivers a clear message, a margin. Here we have a record in revenue. We grow with consistency. We work with discipline, and we give value to our shareholders. I bring my part to the end, and now I hand it over to Bruno. Thank you very much. Now, our final remarks. CSU delivers an additional quarter of sound result with a new record of net revenue with sound profit, sustained by digitalization, a strong synergy of our portfolio, and the consistency in our strategy. We are embarking in a new expansion moment with a robust pipeline and new products and solutions that broaden more and more our growth avenues. It had been time that we didn't start such an excited year and with such good commercial activity. AI and HaaS solutions are a reality within the company, and more they deliver efficiency, scalability, and they open new opportunities for monetization. And with good impact in operations and profit from the financial point of view, we have a sound capital structure, strong cash, low leverage, and important discipline and capital allocation. And we pay off our shareholders in a consistent fashion. And we made progress from the capital markets point of view. Significant growth in our liquidity during the past 12 months, in addition to maintaining profit indicators that are high and very attractive. And at last, I would like to strengthen our business model, the resilience of our operation, and also our ability to continue growing with consistency and predictability. We continue growing a stronger company that is more technological and more prepared to capture the opportunities of this new market. With this, I bring the presentation to an end, and now we can go to our Q&A session. Thank you very much. We will initiate the Q&A session for investors and analysts. If you wish to pose a question, please click on Raise Hand and wait for instruction. If you wish to send your question in writing, place your name and the company that you represent. Our first question from Lucas Mello from Brasil Horizonte. The gross debt with the debt increased went to $73 million in Q1 of 2026, elevating the leverage of 0.28 to 0.31. We know that takes the dollar funding to 6%. Now, with this, you will finance the international investment as the operation in the U.S. will be implemented and doesn't generate robust revenues in dollar. How are you managing the dollar risk with this liability? Now, the priority will be deleverage, or is there appetite to increase this level if there are opportunities of M&A? I will start by the end. I believe by and large, the market knows the company. We have a controlling company with a conservative profile. We don't like debts. Therefore, we already have low leverage, and we do not like leverage. We don't like debts. When we think about M&A, when we see what we are negotiating vis-a-vis what other companies are doing in terms of sale, these figures don't make sense. Well, I believe we've always liked to do things organically. When we analyze Brazil, it wouldn't make sense to perform an M&A. When we see the United States, perhaps it would make sense in order to accelerate our entry in the United States. Today, we are very robust. Now, speaking of protection, as you said, there is low debt. There was a debt of 6% in interest rate. Every quarter, we see a sensibility margin. We haven't seen the need to hire a protection instrument. Therefore, there is no protection instrument and no need. And I believe just an addition to this, as the company generates revenue in dollars, this will be natural hedge for this debt. Our next question from Alexandre. Congratulations for your revenue record. This shows that the company is on the right path. I would like to elaborate the margin dynamic. We see an EBITDA pressure minus 5.7 because of the investments in AI and the ramp up of the international operation. Which are the main levers that you expect to recover EBITDA margin throughout 2026? Well, we demonstrated in one of the slides the recurrent EBITDA vis-a-vis the accounting EBITDA. We know that there is pressure on the accounting EBITDA, and this reflects the speed of investment and not a deterioration in the operational quality, and the levers are in the hands of the management. By and large, it would be this, going straight to the point. Our next question from Eloisa Cruz. The U.S. operation was mentioned in the release of strategic projects with no details. Could you give us more color regarding the current stage? What is the pipeline? What products do you offer? What is the current horizon for this operation to contribute with the consolidated result? Hello, thank you for the question. I will start and Nauziani will finish. We communicated during the last release of Q4, the first transaction in production environment took place during the end of December of 2025, and we've made progress to communicate. Once again, you have to remember that this is an operation that we could have accelerated, but we did the math on how much we accelerated, how much we wavered, margin, everything has been mapped within the company. But anyhow, we have made progress throughout the quarter. Thank you, Bruna. Now, regarding technology, I believe this was the main focus of the past year. We've been building a platform. We've been adapting to the U.S. market because it's extremely regulated. Although you don't have a license from a bank or institution, you need to adapt yourself to norms, to requirements. So this was the company's focus in the past months of adaptation. And this was a learning curve. We are in a very good moment of market. As I mentioned, we have a team based in the United States that can dialogue with these prospects. And recently, we launched a survey to understand dynamic pains and our approach. This year, I see it as a strong year of positioning, a year of dialogue. Because our platform is trusted, and this is a platform that will continue honing itself, will continue evolving. We never is 100%. This is the beauty of our market, but certainly I would say that this is a moment of market opening, which is very important. Our next question from Bruno Heather. Good afternoon. Congratulations for the result. Can you talk about the expectation for the PACE gross margin for the upcoming quarter with a non-recurrent tax return during this quarter? What can we expect regarding this margin? By and large, if we see the history of the past 2 years of CSU PACE, we've been accelerated of a gross margin of 51-55%. We clarified this point that positively impacted PACE during this quarter. And of course, we're always seeing other opportunities that can help us from the margin point of view. But this was a non-recurrent impact that we saw this during this quarter. Our next question from João Bruno. Good afternoon. I hope you're okay. Congratulations for your good results. I would like to know more about the services of incentive. How can this service create recurrence in payment means? Thank you, João. Thank you, João. This is an excellent point. And as I mentioned, PACE is more connected and robust in terms of portfolio, and the loyalty incentive is good for the inside of the unity and for the market that we see that is full of opportunities. So this year, the expectation is of strong growth. for the customer base and new customers. And certainly, when we talk about markets, there is a dispute for attention, a dispute for customers' priority. And here we can fit this offering. In addition to offering a payment mean, we want this to become a priority for the end consumer for the product. So the loyalty unit is of utmost importance in our expansion strategy and in growth with the client of this operation for PACE and loyalty as a whole. And I believe that an important point here would be CSU today can position itself properly in the market, not only with a standard ecosystem of payment means, but offering our customers an array of other services. And here we position ourselves as a full service company. So naturally, let's say that João wants to open today a digital bank. João with CSU has the entire payment ecosystem from the embossing issuance of the card processing. We can also offer incentive and loyalty. We can also offer service. And this positions CSU today in a very attractive way in the market. We do not have competition that positions itself this way. Reminding you that to post question, please click on raise hands or key in your question in the Q&A icon with your name and the name of your company. Our next question from Gabriel Ettore. Good afternoon. What is the begin? When do you believe that you will start seeing results from the U.S. operation? Thank you, Gabriel, for the question. We would like a crystal ball. What we can say for the time being, and Alzione already gave you the outlook of the current situation. Operationally speaking, from the infrastructure, the technology, the legal compliance point of view, we're ready to operate today. Well, this moment, we are focused on the commercial teams. And here are a number of clear strategies. These are teams that work parallelly. Number one, when we analyze global card, we can offer to customer-based client and for clients that are now part of our base. We have farmer and hunter teams in Brazil with different strategic characteristics to capture these customers. We are embarking in the U.S. market with another commercial team. So I would say that today we communicated during the release, we are closer to the client that is part of our base, that is in-house. This client is aware of our service level. They are comfortable with us. And as we launch products, we sign the first contract. We joke in-house that the most difficult thing is to close the first client. The second and the third client comes in more naturally. It's difficult to tell you when we will see the results, but I could say that we have three clear avenues of growth and addressable from the commercial point of view, each one working with a different team. And I believe that this is it, a question that I've just seen. The question was about the breakout of the international operation. We really don't know which contracts we're going to sign, which is the card base of this contract. Everything is going to depend on the type of arrangement, the type of contract, the size of the client. But as we receive good news, we will communicate this news to the market. To post a question, please press on Q&A and key in your name and the name of your company. As we have no further questions, our conference call of CSU Digital has come to an end. We thank all of you for your participation and have a very good day.